The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has appreciated Iran's support for the neighboring country in its fight against the ISIL. Masoud Barzani said Iran has always stood by Iraq during difficult times. He made the comments in a meeting with Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani in Erbil. Larijani, for his part, said terrorism has turned into a serious problem in the region and that all regional countries should feel responsible to help fight it. The Iranian official noted that countries in the region are currently more aware about the problem, but some states are still backing the ISIL. Larijani arrived in Iraq on Tuesday as part of a regional tour. He earlier visited Lebanon and Syria, where he held talks with the country's top officials. Well, earlier we talked to our correspondent in Erbil for more details about this visit.
Well, Mr. Larijani had arrived to Erbil after having kicked off his visit to Iraq from the holy city of Najaf, where he met with the highest religious authority in Iraq, Sayyid Ali al-Sistani. Mr. Larijani had also met with Iraqi Premier Dr. Haider al-Abadi, who had lauded what he described as Iran's unlimited support for his country in this time of crisis. The head of the bloc of the PUK, who spoke to Press TV, told us that Iran has always had a very good history with the Kurds, especially at the time when the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein had ruled the country and they were persecuted by Saddam Hussein. The head of the KDP's parliamentary bloc told Press TV that this visit is very crucial to the Kurds, especially as they consider Iran to be a regional heavyweight. Therefore, it is very important for them to stay on good terms with this regional heavyweight. On his part, Mr. Larijani had slammed what he described as the so-called U.S.-led coalition to fight back ISIL, stressing that what is beating ISIL, what is defeating ISIL on the battlefield is the efforts and the resistance from the people.
Meanwhile, the ISIL has called on local men in Iraq's western province of Anbar to join the group in its war against government forces. Tribal sources in Heat say anyone who refuses to join the Takfiri militants would be lashed up to 80 times. They say local people are living in a state of fear and are not allowed to leave the town. The insurgents have also transferred part of their combat equipment and armored vehicles to Al-Baghdadi district in the town of Hadisa. They are preparing for an offensive against Ain al-Assad air base. The base is currently used by the Iraqi army as a launch pad for attacks on ISIL-held areas. Well, Syrian and Iraqi government forces have engaged in renewed fighting against the ISIL terror group. Our correspondent in Beirut tells us how the Takfiri terrorists suffered heavy losses in both countries.
The Syrian army's endeavor to clean now the district of Hasaka is ongoing as the national forces are now in full control of Abu Qasayib and Tal Ghazal in the Kamushli countryside after continuous clashes against the militants. Now, tens of militants were killed and many fled to nearby rugged areas. Now, this comes as the Kurdish forces continue to deal heavy blows to ISIL Takfiri militants in the town of Kobani, bordering Turkey. Now, in Iraq, there was a new victory for the Iraqi forces backed by the popular forces. Two towns in the area of Yathrib, south of Tikrit, have fallen to the Iraqi authorities. Al-Jama'iyya and Al-Zur were the scene of heavy clashes, which led to the killing of tens of ISIL militants. Now, a Russian-made Sukhoi warplane was used for the first time in Iraq against a terrorist by Iraqi fighters in the province of Salah ad-Din and has been effective so far in targeting terrorist hideouts.